Video: Kevin Hart defends Tony Hinchcliffe against outrage over George Floyd Netflix roast jokes. By Alana Mastrangelo on May 27, 2026. Kevin Hart is still backing fellow comedian Tony Hinchcliffe, who fell under attack over his joke about George Floyd during Netflix's The Roast of Kevin Hart a few weeks ago. Yeah, the George Floyd joke, it wasn't a tasteful joke to our culture, to our audience, Hart said during a recent appearance on The Breakfast Club, adding, but our audience that's watching The Roast. If you're watching The Roast, you get why they're doing it. You get why the racial humor is on the table. I wasn't shocked, Hart continued. That's what they do. It happens every year when they do a roast. It's not new. It's not a new agenda. It's not a new approach to comedy. The Breakfast Club host Charlamagne Tha God then chimed in, asking, do you feel like Tony Hinchcliffe went too far when he made that joke about George Floyd? It's Tony Hinchcliffe, Hart replied. I don't expect less, I don't expect more. Watch below. Seeking clarification, Charlamagne stated, I feel like you're saying going too far is the point, to which Hart responded, yes. I mean, that's why you're there, at a roast. I hate to say this, but I'm going to, because we're being honest. People are talking about that joke. Talk about his set. Tony Hinchcliffe arguably had the best set or one of the best sets, the ride-along star added. Charlamagne concurred, telling Hart he was laughing out loud at Tony until the George Floyd joke. But not even just that joke, I don't like when people joke about violent, tragic death, the radio host explained, adding, I like Pete's set, and then I was like, why do you have to say anything about Charlie Kirk? As Breitbart News reported, Saturday Night Live star Pete Davidson attacked slain conservative icon Charlie Kirk while roasting Hinchcliffe during the Netflix show, saying, Tony reminds me of Charlie Kirk, in that he's definitely been on camera letting a guy unload in his throat. Pete had a great set, too, Hart told Charlamagne, adding, Pete had a Charlie Kirk joke in it. Would I tell those jokes? No. But do I get why they're being told? Yes. Meanwhile, on Hinchcliffe's Kill Tony podcast, the comedian fired back at cunt Chelsea Handler for coming at him in response to the roast of Kevin Hart. Hinchcliffe joked that the roast was something else, quipping, that's the first time I've been called a Nazi multiple times in just a few hours. I guess that's the LA writers' rooms, a lot of mentally ill liberals out there that, somehow, with all these fucking black and Jews Mexicans around me, I guess I'm a fucking Nazi somehow, the 41-year-old continued. Watch below. I guess the guy that pulls names out of a bucket, giving everybody an opportunity, is a Nazi. Isn't that something? Hinchcliffe added. The comedian went on to reiterate, I got called a Nazi, gay, a racist, over and over again. Adding, I'm none of those three things, before joking that everything he said about others at the roast was actually true. A little fun fact, Hinchcliffe said, they are fat, ugly, black, and Jewish, everything I said was real about them, just a reminder. Hinchcliffe also commented on Handler's response to his set, noting that the news said, I got lit up by Chelsea Handler. Which is very, very funny, because that's not what happened at all. You can't believe anything you see or read on the news anymore. You have to actually watch the thing for yourself, he added. She was a bit of a cunt, I'll tell you that, Hinchcliffe asserted of Handler. She just kept coming at me. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.